WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making the argument that if his previous boss was reelected, he would rule like a dictator. Retired Marine General John Kelly telling the New York Times, Trump told his staff that Hitler did good things, too.
Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist. Sure.
More battleground visits today for Trump and for Kamala Harris. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Israel it needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas in Gaza. He's still trying for a ceasefire to end hostilities. An E. coli outbreak in 10 states appears to be linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Could be the beef, could be the onions they put on them. Big day for Boeing. They've got an earnings call and its union machinists vote on their contract. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Early in-person voting is underway in Wisconsin. Voters should check with their municipal clerk about the in-person absentee options available. Voters may also check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website at myvote.wi.gov. Voters will need to present valid photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was joined by former President Barack Obama to campaign for Kamala Harris in Madison Tuesday. Walz and Obama both highlighted why former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump isn't fit for the role of president. And the new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations, adding a new $55 million hospitality wing to its new Glarus campus. Brewery officials say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. More information will be released at a groundbreaking next week. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 with a chance of showers or a thundershower tomorrow night. After that, pretty nice weekend with sunshine and highs around 60 Saturday and Sunday. Hey, if you are looking for a great fall getaway or some winter holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. Dave Grant joining you after 6 a.m. with John Mellencamp on Max FM.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
And more. Max FM. colors like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come a, come a, come a, come a, come a chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Loving will be easy if your colors were like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come a, come a, come a, come a, come a.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you early on Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at your weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing with a high of 56. Tonight, it will be clear with a low of 32. It should be noted that we do not have a frost advisory or a freeze warning because we did have a hard freeze last week. So, again, if you do have something sensitive outdoors, you'll want to bring that in tonight. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 64. Friday, sunny with a high of 62. Looking ahead to the weekend and Saturday, it'll be sunny, a high of 57. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 60. Currently, it is 52 degrees outside. As a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary that you're celebrating, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles, tap on Max FM, and click the text button at the bottom of your screen. Coming up this morning, we will have a very busy day ahead. Emily will be out today. We have a few things going on, so she will be back with us on Thursday. Right around 7:30 or so, we will have an interview with John from Habitat for Humanity with an exciting event that they have coming up. Also, right around 8:10, if you missed my interview with Mayor Rob Nelson last Friday, we are re-airing that today, right around 8:10 this morning, so that will be on. Then around noon today, we are going to be participating in the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Highway 33 project that is happening right out in front of the Max FM studios. Our plan is to stream that live on Facebook right around noon today. So tune in for that. A lot of things happening this morning. So a lot of moving pieces. We'll try to keep up with it all going on. You know, it's one of those days, but hey, we're halfway through the week already. Where did this week go? I'm still trying to figure that out.
The Bucks tip off their season in Philadelphia against the 76ers tonight, but they're expected to be without forward Chris Middleton. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Asked Tuesday if Middleton would play tonight, Coach Doc Rivers said,
"No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably, or geez,
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
Rivers said Middleton didn't suffer any kind of a setback, and if this were a playoff game, he would likely play. The Sixers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George in the opener tonight as well. Celtics opened the season last night with a 132-109 victory over the Knicks. Boston tied an NBA record with 29 threes in a season opener. Jason Tatum had 37 points and 10 assists in the win. Lakers also opened with a 110-103 victory over Minnesota. Anthony Davis, 36 points and 16 rebounds. Packers get back to the practice field today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and cellplus.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. Experience the heart of Wisconsin at this beloved eatery, featuring a family-friendly vibe, a traditional Friday fish fry, and locally produced wines and craft beers. Enjoy a delicious lunch with options like wraps, Angus burgers, and salads, or savor a hearty dinner featuring steaks, seafood, and pasta. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can nicely ask your smart device to play Max FM Bear Boot, or better yet, download the free Civic Beanie app on your mobile device, look for Max Mouse, and tap on Max FM. Stream us with you wherever you go. Hear the Romantics talking in your sleep on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Relax, don't you rest when you wanna go to rest.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today's big deal of the day is a $25 certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. Today and today only, it's $12.50. It is 50% off till 11:59 tonight. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg offers excellent service and delicious meal options in a relaxed, inviting, and clean environment. Jay's Pub and Grill is a locally owned and operated establishment, the perfect choice for dinner out with family, lunch meetings with coworkers, or an intimate dinner on date night. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 with a chance of showers or a thundershower tomorrow night. After that, pretty nice weekend with sunshine and highs around 60 Saturday and Sunday. Hey, if you are looking for a great fall getaway or some winter holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
We'll be right back.
Here is Outfield on Max FM.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
'90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
Cut foot loose.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday morning. As I mentioned before, we're already halfway through this week. I don't know where this week went. It has been a crazy week, and it's been busy. It's also cooling down a little bit. Today, we're going to gradually become sunny with a high of 56. Tonight, clear with a low of 52. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, you're not going to see a frost warning tonight because we did have a hard freeze last week. This is just my heads up. If you have plans outside, you don't want to freeze. You want to bring those in tonight. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 64. Thursday night, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 46. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 62. Looking ahead to the weekend because we want to know what's going on there. On Saturday, sunny and cool with a high of 57. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 60. Looking ahead into early next week, we see a warming trend. So we'll see if that continues through to Halloween. And we've had an atypical October. It's been pretty seasonable. And, you know, you can't not be happy with these temperatures. You know, it's nice to be able to get out and do these things that we need to do in fall. I know that's kind of our plan this weekend as well. So looking good for the weekend. Never too soon to start taking a look at that. Speaking of taking a look at things going on, as a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary this morning, please text those in 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:45 or so this morning. Also going on this morning around 7:30, we're going to have John from Habitat for Humanity in. He's going to be talking about an exciting event, for lack of a better way, that's coming up right around 7:30. So you got to hear that one. And then if you missed the interview with Mayor Rob Nelson last Friday, we're re-airing that in its entirety at 8:10 this morning. Also, we will be participating in the Highway 33 ribbon cutting ceremony. That'll be right around noon today. That will stream live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Emily will be back with me on Thursday. Just with everything going on, we had to shift a few things around today to get through this morning. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Rancho Baraboo, and our 50-minute music hour continues with Bon Jovi on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or BaraboochildrensMuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween torchlit hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween treat walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier.
Turn to the experts.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
W.